I'm Jeff Booth, and this is The Big Picture here on The Jeff Booth Show. We're going to go back to a topic that we go back to over and over again because it continues to be true. Right now, the Republican Party and most of our federal officials are misogynists. Now, they're also sexists, but there's a difference between the two terms. With sexism, it's prejudice, stereotyping, or discrimination against women. And yeah, we certainly see that all over this administration. But what you see here, probably more than in any other administration I can think of, is misogyny, a dislike or contempt for women. And boy howdy, that has been demonstrated almost constantly from this administration. I think I'd take the latest from Mike Pompeo as a good example. Now, we've talked about Mike Pompeo. He is a far-right Christian theocrat. The type of Christian theocrat who believes that whatever they do, they're doing it in the name of the Lord, so it's all okay. They are forgiven for virtually anything that they do, and as long as they're doing it in service of God, which tends to be whatever they think they should be doing, then it's all okay. And interestingly, with theocrats, they typically are extremely misogynistic. That is certainly true for Mike Pompeo, as his dust-up with the show All Things Considered on NPR and their reporter, Mary Louise Kelly. Now, Mary Louise Kelly is an accomplished reporter, kind of in the same way that Mike Pompeo, while terrible at his current job, is an accomplished liar. So there is something that he is good at as well. Mary Louise Kelly has been a national security reporter for 20 years. She also has a master's degree from Cambridge University in European Studies. So here's what happened. Mike Pompeo, as a representative of our government, thinks that he is doing any reporter a favor by talking to them, and they should do what he wants. So he was appalled when Kelly asked him a question about Ukraine, you know, the conspiracy he is knee-deep in, and a question that virtually any reporter would ask him given the chance. He has never once come out and defended Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch from those uncalled-for attacks, and she asked, do you owe her an apology? And then he just lost it, saying that she had vowed only to ask questions about Iran. That's not true. But as a woman, she had the impudence to keep asking him questions, since he said, sir, respectfully, where have you defended Marie Yovanovitch? And he said, I've defended every single person on this team. I've done what's right for every single person on this team. And then she said, well, can you point me towards your remarks where you have defended Marie Yovanovitch? Which is a very reasonable question. And he snapped, I've said all I'm going to say today. So at this point, we're getting the misogynistic asshole vibe, but he takes it even further. He calls her into his private living room. He has a private living room. Calls her in, and he yells at her for longer than the amount of time the interview was. And in private, he tells her, well, America doesn't give a fuck about Ukraine. And he literally screamed and cursed at her, something I'm pretty sure he wouldn't do to a man. Then, just because he wasn't a big enough asshole yet, let me read exactly what she said, he asked if I could find Ukraine on a map. I said, yes. Well, of course you could. I mean, she's got a degree in this stuff. He called out for his aides to bring him a map of the world with no writing, no countries marked. I'm wondering, why the hell would he have that handy? If I were to say that anything in what this reporter was claiming seemed a little off and hinky, that would be it. Except Pompeo has admitted that he did do that. She continues, I pointed to Ukraine. He put the map away. He said, people will hear about this. And then he turned and said he had things to do. And I thanked him again for his time and left. And not surprisingly, Mary Louise Kelly reported all of this. And his official response, since he just couldn't leave it at that, being the miserable misogynist that he is, he said, NPR reporter Mary Louise Kelly lied to me twice. First, last month in setting up our interview, and that appears to be a lie on Pompeo's part, and then again yesterday in agreeing to have our post-interview conversation off the record. That also seems to be a lie by Pompeo, and Mary Louise Kelly denies it. Pompeo goes on, it is shameful that this reporter chose to violate the basic rules of journalism and decency. This coming from a man who is cursing her out in his private office. He then goes on to attack the media in general, and then closes, it is worth noting that Bangladesh is not Ukraine. Okay, this is ridiculous. He apparently got things really wrong there. Because nobody who has had any European studies or has even looked at a map would mix up where Ukraine is with Bangladesh. Bangladesh is thousands of miles away. And it's pretty clear no one would make this mistake, because she would kind of know where Russia is. And you would kind of know, okay, Russia borders on Ukraine. You would know that. And most people would know, okay, it's, you know, got water on one side. Even I know that. I could probably point out Ukraine on a blank map or get pretty darn close. But I certainly wouldn't point to Bangladesh, which is all the way over on the other side of the continent, not anywhere near Ukraine. So that was a clear and obvious lie. Now, while we don't know for certain, most people speculate that Pompeo confused Bangladesh with Belarus, which is, you know, right there next to Ukraine. But she still wouldn't have made that mistake, you see, because there's basic things about Ukraine that most people know. And it's got an inland body of water. We all know that because the Russians have been trying to block access to that inland body of water. It's like a major thing. So you wouldn't point to a country that doesn't have an inland body of water that could be blocked by Russia, which so famously happened in Ukraine. It was a huge, big deal. Anybody who pays attention to anything knows this is one of the major things that Russia did that Trump tried to ignore. So there is no way that she mixed up Belarus with Ukraine. It's just not possible. So Pompeo lied, and apparently he got his countries wrong. And this buffoon is Secretary of State. And then Mike Pompeo tripled down. He accused NPR of being corrupt based on lies that he promoted when he was a senator, and he was battling against NPR, wanted to take their funding away. And those accusations were shown to be lies. So the stuff he was saying about plowshares, total, utter bullshit that he had used against NPR before. And he ended it with, I hope she finds peace. And I think she might. When Mike Pompeo is thrown out of office and hauled into court to be tried, she might find a little peace. So we have just enough time to discuss Trump's impeachment trial. Boy, do I enjoy saying that. In the trial, the main defender of Donald Trump seems to be Alan Dershowitz. You know, that's the guy who has been credibly accused by two women of having sex with them when they were underage. And also remember that Alan Dershowitz has been a strong defender of the notion of reducing the age of consent to as low as 14. I don't think anyone wants to do that unless they want to fuck 14-year-old girls. And today he made some astonishing arguments, which Lawrence Tribe refers to as government by egomania. So the basic idea that he argued is that a president can basically do anything that he wants as long as he thinks that it is vital to the nation. So if he thinks his re-election is vital to the nation, he can't be impeached for abusing his power to corrupt the next election in his favor, because by definition, he's doing what he thinks best for the country. Well, every single president thinks he is the best to run the country. So that means every president gets to abuse his power to get reelected. For example, what if Trump had incriminating evidence on Lindsey Graham and used that evidence to force Lindsey Graham to defend him? According to Dershowitz, that would be fine. Well, what if he had incriminating information on Alan Dershowitz? Which he might. Who knows what Jeffrey Epstein might have given him or come into his possession, because all those documents and evidence supposedly seized, we don't know where they are, what happened to them. They could theoretically be in Trump's possession, and he could be using that to blackmail senators. I'm not saying that's the case. This is just an example, and it's an example that Alan Dershowitz seems to be fine with. That's okay if the president does that, as long as he feels that his re-election is in the best interest of the nation. I mean, Dershowitz's basic argument is that a president can't be impeached. Or maybe, by definition, a Republican president can never be impeached, no matter how wildly corrupt. Now, I personally believe if a president claims that the Constitution grants him the right to do whatever he wants, and he will do whatever he wants, and that he cannot be investigated, he cannot be impeached, which is basically the claim Trump is making, if any president says that, he should be immediately impeached. When Trump is acquitted, it will give him the green light to basically say, I don't have to pretend anymore that I care about either democracy or the Constitution.